It's a controversy, name my dear. As a
PG, be missing it too much because I follow on Facebook. Edge runs on my eye. And the photos you post. Oh my God.
The stylish ones, of course.
I tell you, my son one day said, "Mommy, I like his drip."
The drip.
The guy's refusing to
good
go.
To have you here, Fiji.
Oh, Adam was good.
I've
back.
Been going to Fiji's house forever. Fiji, this morning. Oh, I'll meet you here with Dad. Accra life.
Accra, stay by be. Plan. You go.
Nicolina.
Yes.
Sis.
Yeah.
I mean, you there, it's like 1 year.
I won't mind you.
But you are looking like what? Some girly energy in
of
there.
Of course, some energy.
Oh no, you're looking very beautiful.
Thank you, good thank you. At 51, yeah.
Oh, we are 5'1 already.
Yeah.
Hey, Radzi, people are growing, growing younger.
Younger.
Nicolina Nayeye Adumwa.
Yes.
She's an insurance marketer and she loves family life. Nicolina, thank you for joining us again this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And I have Kobna Atabedu, relationship enthusiast. He is a procurement expert. Fania can I come home, mommy? I'll leave it there. Come here. And he loves controversy. Come here, good morning, and you're welcome.
Good morning, and a good morning to your listeners.
Great. This morning, we're having a conversation on when a woman brings on her masculine energy. Ahead of that, let me say a very big thank you to Amasha Partners Limited and iCare. Dano Milk, choose tasty milk, choose nourishment, choose Dano Milk. Dano Milk, go for it. And Vitamilk, indeed, a nutritious beverage that feels good every time.
Point number 30, why people are not
okay, I really wanted to share something quick with you, but I'm trying to retrieve that and then I will share that with you.
Your woman will always feel comfortable to be in her feminine energy if you show up.
Yes.
If you're not showing up, she's on survival mode.
Absolutely.
She will absolutely increase her masculine energy and will continue to be aggressive and strong-minded and fight you and argue. And
100%.
This is a woman's way of showing
protecting
her survival
herself.
Mode yes. and protecting herself.
Absolutely, because and there's no protection coming from the male version.
Absolutely.
And why she has to wear this cape to go and fight outside in the tough world. The world is tough. It requires a woman to be strong.
Absolutely.
But she is not strong. She's just wearing this protection.
Okay, now. 0551111997. We will see if we're able to activate our phone line on 0302216541 so you are able to join in the conversation and share your experiences with us as well. Where is this coming from? So there's a lot of, you know, we've heard a lot of talk about once a woman is up there, she has something doing, women are not submissive, women are not building their homes anymore. And then we also got a mail from this lady who talked about the fact that, look, she practically has to do everything by herself. That even if she has a business idea and she discusses with her husband, he just listens. No advice, doesn't help direct her which way to go, in as much as that is what she wants. I mean, She says she comes from a good home, but a good home in terms of, you know, they're quite wealthy. And so she started off life quite well, runs her own business and all that. And she loves to create businesses and she loves to make money. You met her, she knows that, but she also understands that she is a woman and has to be able to build a home. So now that she's married, every time she has an idea, there's something she wants to do, she wants the buy-in of her husband and direct me. And she says that she is willing to leave the direction in his hands. But here is this man who will just say, you know how to do it, so yeah, you can go ahead and do it. And that's all, you know, he will do. So then she finds herself always in this place where she has to keep fighting and pushing and getting things done. And I think that's her nature. She's quite restless too. She always wants to get things done, you know. But then she said she wishes that this man will just come through and go like, you know what? Now you have a man in your life. So relax and let me lead. And she says she has friends who, I mean, I called her, we talked, because I really wanted to understand, you know. She has friends whose husbands just take the lead and they come on as girls and they follow and they're excited. But in her case, no. She is always the one who is leading. Well, husband does his work and everything, but it's like, live, I live. We are okay. We are not fighting. But she just doesn't feel like a woman being enveloped by a man. We had other conversations about, okay, so how was it like when you were dating? What did you see? And all that, you know. Then she said, well, he came on as like a cool guy, like a guy who is confident. You know the stories about men who particularly wouldn't want to go after women who have their own monies and all that. But this one seemed like a good guy, a friend. They gelled together and then eventually it just felt right to, you know, get married. But now that you're married, you know you want a lot more from the relationship. You want him to lead. You want him to take charge. You want him to make you relax and make you feel like a woman. I mean, even, she said, even if he wants to take over the business and lead it, I am okay because I want to be a woman, but it's not happening for her. And then, you know, a lot of, you know, reading talks around and then you realize that, okay, there are some women, like the voice you heard said, there are some women who are constantly in survival mode. Like, I need to get this done. Okay, I need to protect myself. I need to fend for my children. I need to do this. When you have a woman who is always in that mode, how easy is it for this woman to be a woman to a man? How easy is it? But let's start it off this way. When they say a woman is wearing a masculine energy, of course, we know what men do. The men are the leaders, they are the hunters, they are the protectors, they are the providers. And if you have, and so when we say that a woman is putting on a masculine energy, really, what does it mean? And is that really supposed to be a woman's place or a woman's call in a relationship or marriage? I start off with you, PG.
All right. Okay, so once again, good morning to our listeners. Adam, when we talk about...
energy, that's all we are.
I know, right? Adam, when we talk about, you know, a woman's masculine energy, that is basically a woman wearing the characteristics of of men's traditional roles, okay? But this one, it is more of the biological, psychological version of it, where we are looking at, you know, traditionally men being assertive, men being independent, men being rational. But then you realize that this time around it's the women who are taking on these, you know, psychological roles. They are being assertive, they are being independent, they are being rational, they are taking all the decisions and all of that. And so, yeah, basically when we say, you know, a woman wearing the masculine energy, you know, we are looking at it in that sphere.
Great. Nicolina, you want to add
something? Yeah, so I want to add to it that you're looking at a woman who is poised for action and wanting things to be done in a certain way quite swiftly. You're looking at a woman who's wearing a protective gear, for instance, you know, and sometimes it comes as a coping skill. you know, because of they must be able to transit, you know, into things that otherwise would not, you would say it's not a male, a female domain, but because of the circumstance she finds herself doing, you know, and transiting into her, that and that protective thing, she's looking at things being done that will be of benefit to a larger society or the family, but there's a bit of a drag, so she takes the lead, and these are some energies that I want to say that it should not be seen as negative.
It shouldn't be seen as
absolutely
negative.
Okay, absolutely
great. Yes, Kobe.
We have stereotypes that come from our societies, and then we also have the biblical version of who a man is or what a man should be and what a woman should be. As soon as a woman starts exhibiting the stereotypes for the male, then he's seen to be expressing masculine energies. Now, how does that come about? The foundation of it is who you are and how God made you. And usually that is driven by your temperament. Then, on top of that, the home you come from, the upbringing you were given, the socialization you were given, more especially the school you attended. There's one girl's school in this country. Almost all the women in my house went to that school. If you see them, they exhibit that trait because it is rammed in them from Form 1 to Upper 6. So you come out and you don't have a choice than to be assertive. And once it becomes a part of your nature, it is usually difficult to isolate them and use, say, I'm using them in my career and it won't run over into my home. And that is where the biggest problem is for successful, upwardly mobile career women. Separating the kind of attributes you need for success in the career world. Because in the career world, it's agnostic of sex. If you are the marketing director, you are the marketing director. You have to deliver on the numbers. And whether you run through the world to get through to it or not, nobody cares. So you become tough, you have to. But usually, it becomes so much a part of you that when you come home, you can't drop that robe and you bring it home. And that is when the problem starts.
Okay.
And that's where we need the men to help us relax. You know, the case you're talking about, I'm just thinking what she saw when they were dating, when they were courting. Sometimes we don't really take our time to know who will take us as far as we want to go in relationship. That even when it comes to the marriage, so you need to quickly learn to adjust and adapt to who the person is. If you make attempt to let the man appreciate this aspect of your life and who you are and the fact that you want to have things done in a certain way and in a fast way, and it's not the balance, it's not there, it is the relationship you were looking at this time, not even at your work, like Kobe is saying. So we need to situate whatever the situation is in the relationship, and then between the two, you should be able to have a discourse to say that, look, this is where we break. When you break, you come to the house, leave whatever at the door. In fact, at the gates, before you come out of the car. And let's have a home. You know, when that discussion goes on, it helps, because then you are helping the woman relax to say that, be the woman. But you have a situation that a man can't even see that he needs to play that role. It's very difficult.
We'll get there. We'll get there. But I think the point Kobe made is also very important. Before this woman grows to start thinking family, she would have gone through all of these processes.
Absolutely.
Your background, you know, your the way you're socialized, the school you attend, the friends you meet, and all of those things end up making you.
Yeah.
So we can't actually discuss this without, you know, paying attention to that. Yeah. Because you would have come from somewhere to get there. Mm-hmm. Now, most people would even start working before they get married.
Yeah.
And these traits, like you rightly said, Nicolina, it's not bad, especially so for the corporate world. You need it, you know. But then, I also want us to find out, I mean, but do we establish that it really is not bad for a woman to be assertive, for a woman to have leadership tendencies, for a woman to be a go-getter, for a woman to be all that? Is it wrong? Is it bad?
Adam, no, it's not wrong. It's not bad.
I see.
There are some people who are born leaders. Naturally, they can't be at a place and things is not going right and they will sit. Mm. Some people are like that. There are women, a lot of women like that. But you see, you need to get that balance so that even within your environment, you grew up with some young men in the vicinity, they wouldn't see you as the macho woman, you know. And you need to create that balance. It's not bad, but the way you carry yourself also speaks volume, you know.
Okay.
For people, before they get into your head, to know what you are thinking of, that there's no light, we are in the dark. So are you waiting for a PJ to get up and put on the lights? Adam, you are close to the socket. Just switch it on. Should you be seen as, I mean, because you are a woman and you decided to put on the lights so everybody, oh, you alone say there's no light.
Okay.
No, it shouldn't be seen as such.
Okay.
I say that they should see it as a toolbox. So if you're a mechanic and you get called, that is a fault. Because you don't know the nature of the fault, you go with a toolbox. When you get there and you diagnose the fault, you should be able to tell which tool to use at what time.
Mm.
If you don't know which tool to use at what time, that is when it becomes a problem.
Okay.
But in her case, and in counseling and psychology, what you want to do is to get into the head of the person, get into the background of the person. And we don't realize it because in this part of the world, we don't take mental health seriously. But for some of these situations, they are clear cases of mental health issues. Not that the person is insane, but because of, for example, a very difficult childhood, a girl growing up with a lot of hunger, but by her nature is a very driven person, i.e. a choleric, would promise herself at a point that I will never go through hunger and poverty.
Mm-mm.
I will never
My
put myself in this place.
My children will never go through this.
And that alone locks up in their mind.
Mm.
And nothing will stop the person.
That's true.
Once you get into that state where nothing will stop you, it shifts into a very gray area of mental health as well. Because then it becomes obsession. And you are not willing to compromise because of a certain fear
that you have.
That if I don't do this way, I may find myself here and I don't want to go there.
Great.
And it becomes self-destructive.
This conversation for me is quite important, PG, because we've heard people throw things about, she's too hard a woman. Mm. This one, she can't marry. She can't even make a home. Always like, you know, this. But then it's important we're having this conversation so people know that. Kobe made a very important point. A person may have been coming from a certain background and made herself a certain promise and now not knowing how to draw that balance between making that promise a good reality than becoming desperate and becoming obsessed. Kobe, so the question would be how do you bring out the best in this woman? Because we have all established that having these traits in themselves are not bad. But if it is beginning to impact your home, then we have a challenge. How do you make the best of every woman who is like this? Especially so in this one's case, who desires that I want to be a woman? I want to be soft. I want to be led. When I get out there, yes, I want to be the boss chick. But when I come home, I want a husband that makes me feel like a woman or a girl, you know? How does this happen?
Well, Adam, there are no switches on the wall and there are no magic wands.
I know, right?
Exactly. Human behavior is acquired in an evolutionary way. Mm. It's not a revolution. It takes time. And it takes time for us to build characters. So it also takes time for us to unlearn them.
Mm.
You understand? So we need to understand the evolutionary nature of change and give people time. You know, I think that that's where it starts from.
Okay.
The second thing is, for this particular lady, okay, so before I even get there, as Nicolina said, it's not bad in itself for women to have masculine energy. I think that the challenge is more of, in addition to what Kobe said, we also have a very strong cultural challenge. Our society is male-dominated.
Mm.
And so if a woman is seen to step up, it is considered a problem. But is it in itself a problem?
Mm-hmm.
It is not. I mean, let's cast our mind back to 83 during the hunger. I mean, who were the people who were lying on, who were sleeping on the train, moving from the hinterland into the city to bring the food?
Mm-hmm.
Were the ones who were literally feeding us.
Mm.
They were the women, not the men. You understand?
The ones who were fighting in queues.
You know, the ones who are fighting in queues to get the food. So in principle, if a woman is...
Charlie.
Yes, if a woman is of that tendency or that trait, is it bad? No. And then also, just to touch on what Kobe said, parenting, where you are coming from matters. You know, a lot of people have grown up in neglectful homes where, you know, their parents just get up and then they go their business. You are young. You know, you need to survive. You need to learn to feed yourself and feed your siblings. And, you know, if probably your parents were probably not living together, maybe daddy has gone to, you know, I'm an inseminity. Daddy can't come home. You understand? And mommy is here. Mommy has to also survive. So eventually, okay, go live with grandparents.
Charlie.
Grandparents are busy. Busy with probably doing nothing. You know, just being there. Just they are thinking about themselves. You understand? So eventually, by the time you are in your early teens, you become a mature person.
By the time
you get to university, you are probably starting your businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, so you are constantly in a survival mode, fight or flight. Because the thing is, if you don't do it, nobody will be there
to do it for you.
And so you see, when they marry, the challenge now is how to learn to be interdependent.
Yeah.
How to learn how to appreciate the very premise of marriage, which is interdependency. Depending on someone, be vulnerable around someone, rest in the hands of someone. Letting your guards down. It doesn't come easily. Now, in this particular lady's issue, the challenge now is the man that she's also married to.
Mm-hmm.
The man is probably, again, we don't know, so we are just making a guess, but probably not a natural leader. There are some people who naturally, they like to play the second fiddle.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people who are naturally phlegmatic. They need to be told what to do before they do it.
But that is where the issue is.
Exactly. And then there are some people who are also coming from the other side of the family system, the authoritarian home, where you are told what to do before you do them. Did somebody tell you, if you take a decision, you get into, if you take an initiative, you get into trouble? It's like, obey before complain.
Mm-hmm.
Your father is like the military man in the house. Mm-hmm. Jump, you jump. Sleep, you sleep. Such people, they grow up, and some of the challenges they have is self-esteem issue, being driven. Because growing up, you've always been told what to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you make a mistake of taking initiative, you get into trouble. And so those people, you realize that they lack self-esteem, and sometimes they are timid. So you see, there could be a plethora of things moving around. But you see, ultimately, it comes to two things. In the audio Adam played at the beginning, if sometimes a woman feels that the role, I mean, what needs to be done, it's not being done. I mean, there will naturally be a gap. And if she has it within her to step up, she will step up. Some women don't even have it. But if they look at the depth of deterioration in the family, from ordinary, you know, sewage system, to school fees issue about choosing the school or the course the kids will do as they are progressing, everything, it comes to her naturally.
Mm.
She'll be forced to step up. Because probably she's also coming from a place where these things were not left on the back burner. She's come from a place where these things, my father took it up, my mother took it up. I saw my parents sitting down and doing it. Now look at us, we don't do any of these things. What kind of future am I bringing to my kids? You know what? Let me step up. So then she steps up. And so you see, it's coming back to your question, what can we do to unmake such a woman?
Now I am beginning to think that, okay, continue.
Yes.
I am just beginning to think that we may have to leave the solutions for now because
that's exactly the point I was going to make.
Yes.
Exactly. Let's leave the solutions for now.
There's so much to uncover. There's so much we need to understand about why people behave the way they do.
Exactly.
You know, I'm just realizing that because we accuse people wrongly.
We just point fingers.
Take, just say things.
You see, let me quickly hone in a little bit on what Kobe said. Talked about how career sometimes affects the woman's behavior at home. And if you like, observe. Most women who sit at the very top, they are struggling in their marriages. They're already divorced. They've not married, or they have very understanding husbands. Now you find out that these are facts. It's global. Okay. Now remember, for a woman to get to the top there, now remember it's a man's world, as we have always tagged it. So before a woman gets to the top there, you have to fight demons in the boardrooms. You have to fight all sorts of demons in management roles. You have to fight so many things. And on top of that, when your child, when your 3-year-old child is sick, they won't call your husband. They will call you. So you have to fight. You have to be at work and still be fighting domestic problems.
Sometimes, I tell you.
Sometimes you are in the office and your boss can look at you and say, hey, Regina, you know, you go home. Go home. Clearly, you are not being productive. Go home. You know, so women go through a lot. So by the time she gets to the top there, she's not just your woman.
No way.
She's not just your average woman. She's like a different kind of woman. So she would have been conditioned to be to be hawkish, to be a bulldog, and to be tough. So I come and marry you, and in the house, you need to take a basic decision. And I come to tell me, hey, I'm the man of the house. You need to leave this decision to me. You can't even manage your own department. Every day, your performance appraiser, you are scoring 70 and below. Me, that I'm a general manager or an executive of this company. I come to tell me that, what, because you're a man, I can't think. So, no, did you get it? No, let's have these honest conversations.
There are women calling,
there are some women, if they don't sign signature, some of us will go home and go and sleep angry. Absolutely. Go and sleep hungry. They sign signatures.
They're head of finances.
And then I'm an entrepreneur. Every day you are entrepreneuring. Every day you are going up and down, chasing goods at the port. You don't bring anything
home. Entrepreneur is not entrepreneur.
And when we come home and we need to make when we come home and we need to make decisions befitting of us, and then you are there, you are dragging your feet. I'm the man. If I haven't said this, let's not do this. No, I think we should do this. And it's frustrating.
Who is the head of the home now?
Exactly. But the head of the home, unfortunately, happened to be leading a very sophisticated nation. So the nation is not keeping quiet. So if you're the head of the home, you need to understand that you need to step up based on who you are leading.
Absolutely. And you see, Adam.
So you see, when I hear these masculine, I'm like, listen, I can understand. Let's also be honest here. Some women can be very abrasive.
Hold on. When PG is done, I'd like Kobe to make his point. Then you put their points together and you speak for the woman. So relax for me.
No, let's be very honest. Mm-hmm. There are some women who are also abrasive. They don't manage power well. So as they get to the top there, they literally trample on their fellow women. How much more men? And there are some women, they have power. They just know how to use power. They'll be smiling at you, but they're saying no. You know, they'll be having an argument with you, no emotion. There are no emotions. We are stating the fact. First and foremost, I think you should have done it this way because of X, Y, Z. It's nice. So I think that women should just find that balance. But I will never, ever tell any woman to be less of herself so that somebody will feel comfortable. No.
So it is the solutions and the finding that balance that we are living for now, because I see that as a very big conversation as well, especially so when we're now considering, look, you made a point about, we were talking about women, then you made a point about the background of the man also.
Yeah.
if this is my background and that's your background, and we didn't even take time to see how we will work our backgrounds through, or how our backgrounds will affect us living together. Because of course, if we're dating or we are courting, you go to your house, I go to my house, we meet for a few hours, we go back home. So we're not really living our realities. Yeah. So you think that it is manageable. But when eventually we come to live together, and now we have to build together, that's when you realize where the issues are, and you would realize that there are important conversations you were supposed to have that you didn't have.
Absolutely.
I think, I mean, one of the conversations we will have following, you know, after all of this is also the strength inside of you to say no.
Yeah.
I won't be married to this person during courtship. It's very, very important, no matter what, because you will pay for it. Kobe, yes, I know you have so much to say. Nicolina, are you taking the points?
Oh, yes, so.
You'd find out that based on the four different temperaments, it is the choleric who exhibits that kind of energy and drive.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And a woman can be choleric and a man can be choleric. Now, when you have a woman being choleric, that is when the problem actually starts. Because then, sociologically, she has switched roles and taken the nature of a man. Now, opposites attract, and that's how God made it. God made it like that so that you would depend on another person for your weaknesses, the strengths of another person. So if in this case, the woman is the one who is driven, leading, and all that, the natural attraction for her is someone who would follow. So half the time, they actually look out for someone
like that.
Who is docile and would follow. And for them, at that time, it's unconscious. It's more like, oh, the guy is understanding. He allows me to
be myself.
And it becomes attractive. But the bad side of it is that it is his nature to be docile and not move. So once you get him, so actually they go out to look for. And recently I was having a conversation with a friend, and he said something very profound, and immediately I was able to connect it to the theory of it, that when the parents divorced, they moved with the mother, and the mother was always bitter against the father. Until they grew up and they understood the dynamics of why they split. Then a relative said, oh, but why is your mother complaining? When we were young, she always said that she will look for a man that she can control. So why is she now making noise about it? Then it struck me, no, this is how it happens when the woman is choleric and the male is phlegmatic. Because the opposite of choleric is phlegmatic. And the phlegmatic doesn't take initiative, doesn't have a vision of his own, doesn't have a goal of his own, makes your vision our vision, and follows and supports you, and will avoid conflicts. So most likely, unconsciously, she chose this person. Now, midway through, she feels the load is heavy. I need help from you. Do something small. But the guy doesn't know how to do something small. So the guy won't move. and it always frustrates the choleric. And so almost always, at some point, the thing is likely to fall apart. Because as you get along, a rolling stone, that there's no moss. You are carrying load as you move along. And the load is supposed to be split between the two. But one person is carrying more of the load, and the person is just cruising along. And it becomes frustrating for the one carrying the load. I won't do. Then it falls apart.
I wouldn't do. And you see, Adam, it's true. Both what they have said. Look at the background of a man who, from where he's coming from, decisions must be taken, but it might be taken step by step, and has to consult 2-3 people before takes a decision, has to consult sister, mother, auntie, uncle, friends. That's the nature of that kind of man. So it also brings a lot of challenges. Quite apart from the fact that being a choleric and you have a man who can't take initiative and you're pulling him along and he's not coming and he's dragging you down and you want things to move. Adam, so it becomes very, very difficult for such a woman. And taking the case that you shared with us, I think that she didn't pick something right from the very beginning. Now she wants that kind of man and it's not getting. So what will she do? She needs to calm down. She needs to learn to relax and to create a balance. Live, in fact, there are some things that you cannot live for long. I give a typical example. Electricity bill has not been paid. Yeah. Decision for where a child should go to school. New term is coming or new semester is coming. New year, you know, and there's a drag. As a woman like that, you won't sit. You want to move. So if you now have a situation where the man had to consult 2-3 people, it's a very serious issue. Before he takes a decision, then you are in big trouble.
2-3 people other than you, his wife.
Exactly.
I see.
There are some men like that. That is how they were brought up. So he needs to take that decision, but he needs to consult to convince himself. And when you, the woman, you are saying that, look, let's move, this will work. Sometimes some men too are also not daring enough. They don't want to take a risk. That's the way they are brought up. Okay? Maybe one or two issues in life they might have experienced. We say that, okay, I failed. And if you have a man who says, I don't ever want to fail, then that's another issue too that comes in. Because whatever step he's taking is so calculated. And he forgets sometimes there are things in even his own life that he needs to take swift decision about. So he brings it to a relationship. So whilst you are dating, you're courting, oh, cool, okay, yes, you can go, yes. But when it comes to the home setting, it cannot be that. Decisions must be taken, things must be done. And when it's not being done and you have a natural leader in a woman, you see that she will move. And I'm sorry to say that both my brothers here have admitted that it's not wrong for a woman to take the lead. Like he said, there are women who, if they don't sign the check, you can't do anything. You have to go home. And so women in that position must also realize that interrelationship, interdependency is good for you, for your well-being, you yourself, your well-being. Because if you suck everybody from around you, because you are the head, you are the boss, who will do the work? Can you do it alone? No.
Okay. When a woman brings on her masculine energy, it can cause fire. Now someone put up this post. It says that the wrong partner will set you back. It can set you back emotionally, financially, mentally, spiritually, and even physically. Who you choose to make that life commitment to is very, very, very important. I tell you, I kid you not. Trust me.
Joy 99.7.
Believe me. Because your life can turn around 360 in ways and directions and leaps and bounds. That
if it turns around and leaves you standing straight, like you thank God.
Uh-huh. But
it when it turns and you are nose diving with your head first,
oh,
you see how life
God.
Is like.
So look, I think that all that we've been talking about so far seems like why a woman can bring on that energy, which in itself is not wrong. I like the bit about the toolbox, you know. You have all the things inside of it, but when do you apply what? Because if you go and use the wrong tool to, you know, try to solve the wrong problem, then you will be creating more problems.
So, you need two things, maturity and emotional intelligence.
Okay. I think now people throw the word emotional intelligence about.
Yes.
2 days ago, I heard someone talking about emotional intelligence and I'm like, really, who told you that is what it is?
Yeah.
You understand? I think people throw it about, and I know it's going to feature very strongly here.
Yeah.
But then again, I like the step-to-step approach. And I like where we have come from.
Mm.
Trying to look at, yes, this is it. A woman has brought on her masculine energy.
It's fine. But a lot of things contribute to it.
Yeah.
She didn't just get up one day and decide that I want to be the leader. Sometimes, like we have all said, it even comes unconsciously. You're doing it and you don't see that you're doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
It takes a man. I think about a month ago, we had a conversation here with some of the ladies from the Executive Women's Network. And Janet, who is the leader now, shared a story. She said she had been she was working as an expat, you know. So she's been on her own doing her stuff. I mean, she's married, but she went out to work. And then her husband visited. After cooking and setting the table, she went for wine and she was trying to open the wine up. Her husband called her, Janet. She responded. Second time she responded. Third one she responded. Was like, Ibasama. Mm. And the man said, you've seen that I am here with you and you want to open the wine. She said she didn't think much of it because I had been living on my own.
Yeah.
And if I want to open wine, I open it on my own.
Mm.
It had to take a man to remind you that, chick, I am here. Relax and let me do some of these things for you. We need this is where we need men who are emotionally intelligent.
To whip
you up a little and go like, come on, you are a girl, so relax. If I'm not here, you can go ahead and do it. Mm. But once I am here, I want you to be soft. I want you to be a woman so I can take up some of these responsibilities. In talking about causes of some of these things, I'll ask the question, take a break and come back for the answers. Isn't it also that some women, men, let's not talk about the temperaments are there, but some men are naturally wicked, lazy, irresponsible. Could these men or men with these character traits not be pushing women into survival mode and forcing them to wear their masculine energies even when they don't want to wear them? Yeah. It's also talking about the causes before we go in to look for solutions.
See, we always talk about stereotypes and make them.
The joy of every parent is to see their children cheerful and hearty. To achieve this desire, every parent needs to ensure that their children are given nutritious foods that has the essential nutrients and multivitamins which can promote their welfare. One of such nutritious beverages is Vitamilk Soy Milk Drink. Vitamilk Soy Milk is made from natural soybeans, which is a good source of plant protein, vitamin B1 and B2. Vitamilk has no artificial coloring, no artificial flavorings, and no preservatives. Choose Vitamilk Charm for your children because it has plant proteins and it is nutritious, amazingly delicious and satisfying. Vitamilk also comes in its regular soy milk drink, Vitamilk Energy, the multi-cereal with no caffeine, Vitamilk Choco Banana Strawberry. Also, it comes in the 250 ml and Vitamilk 1 liter Tetra Pak. Vitamilk is indeed a nutritious beverage that feels good anywhere, anytime. And yay, here comes the South African tours with Drive Time on Joy. This May, Adanse Travels and Joy FM are about to take you on an adventure of a lifetime. From the 21st of May, join Lexus Bill and the Drive Time team as they dive into the soul of South Africa. Experience its vibrant culture, stunning landscapes, and the warm hearts of its people like never before. Starting at an exclusive promo rate of just 1,390 per person, you get to choose your adventure, whether it's the urban pulse of Joburg, the scenic beauty of Cape Town, the majestic mountains of Lesotho, or the thrilling Sun City. And what's more, you get to experience the iconic Yvonne Chaka Chaka performing live at the Legends and Legacy Ball on the 25th of May at the Sandton Convention Center in Johannesburg. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity slip away. Seats are filling fast. Call Adansi Travels now on 059-550-0817 or visit adansitravels.com to secure your spot. Adansi Travels, they know how to do it. Remember those times when we used to have programs like By the Fireside, Cheche Kule, and Kidderfest? These were great programs for children and families. We're bringing back those vibes with Imagine Worlds, a special storytelling and fanfare event for families by Bamboo Heritage in partnership with Joy FM and the Ghana Export Promotions Authority. In these digital times, where children are so used to the screens, always wanting to play games and watch cartoons, you need a good balance of physical and outdoor engagements. Introducing Imagine Worlds. This maiden edition is themed at Homeland Ghana, featuring exciting theatrical acts on Ghanaian history along with food games, arts, crafts, and many others. All GH style. Happening at the Edinkra International Arts and Crafts Show at the Papaya Recreational Village, Ebri. Specifically on Saturday 27th and Sunday 28th April and Wednesday 1st May at 2 p.m. each day. Rate is 100 Ghana Cedis regular with special family packages. Please dial *714*11*20#. Number to dial again is *714*11*20#. Imagine Worlds at Edinkra International Arts and Crafts Show. Pimpina, no gadgets, just culture and nature vibe. We still have a lot to go. This is Home Affairs, and we have been talking about when a woman brings on her masculine energy in a relationship or marriage. We have been looking at what could be the cause of it. We have talked about the fact that, look, when a woman takes on leadership positions, when a woman, takes initiatives, when a woman is assertive, when a woman is a go-getter, there's nothing wrong with it. It is how she uses it. We haven't gone in to talk about the how. So on that note, you haven't really lost much. But we've been talking about how these things happen. Could be that from childhood, this woman has been in survival mode. Could be that parents were divorced or parents, passed on something. And this girl has had to go through life trying to live. By the time she is a grown-up, you can't teach her anything. You can't show her anything, She knows how to make life happen for her. And if this woman ends up, even worse when she ends up, in a corporate position where she is the boss chick, and then she becomes your wife, and you also don't know how to help her calm down, how to help her be a woman, then she'll continue to be in survival mode, and you will end up suffering. We will be teaching the men, if you have a woman like this, listen, may I have come to believe that women in that position, if you know how to make her a girl, you will enjoy her. She'll give you all her money. she'll give you everything. If you don't put it in her face all the time and telling her that why you think you're the boss, she knows she is the boss. But there are certain things that, trust me, that woman can't do for herself. No, she can't. She doesn't want to massage her own feet when she comes back home. Imagine that you are a very sweet, loving husband and making her feel like, I appreciate all you do out there, but when you come here, be a girl and let me be the man. When you don't see her as competition, we'll get into all that. But I asked the question. We've talked about backgrounds. We've talked about schools that this woman can attend. We've talked about temperament. We've talked about socialization and all that. But I ask a question. What if she ends up with a lazy, wicked, mommy's boy, irresponsible man? Could this woman not consistently also be in survival mode and wanting to always keep her masculine energy on because the man she has ended up with, she just can't relax and be a woman? Could that not be a reason as well, PG?
Yes, Adam. I mean, that is definitely a good reason, or that's definitely a reason, or part of the reasons. So like you said, there are some people who are naturally malicious, you know, and it is probably because, no, but you see, it doesn't come. It's not like the person is just walking like that. No, he feels like, I need to punish you. No, you know, most of the time it could be as a result of some unresolved conflict, some power struggle. And so he wants to show you, Pepe, wants to show you that he's a man.
Every so action begets a reaction.
He sort of withholds or withdraws some benefits. He will start with, you know, the emotional benefits, and then he will move to the physical benefits, you know, intimacy and physical touches and everything. Then sometimes it becomes financial. You know, so they pretend that, you tell them school fees is due or we need to buy this. They pretend. So gradually, and you see, what naturally annoys everybody, including men, it's when we are trying to show you Pepe and are trying to tell us that you can chew the Pepe. Then we take it to the next level. We take it to the next level. Then you are chewing the Pepe. Then you are taking it to the next level.
You move it from...
That is the beginning of the end.
Exactly. Because we want to crush you.
And you say you will crash.
And you say you will crash. And so we'll show you more Pepe. So, you know, naturally it goes like that. So there are those who are malicious.
Oh, God,
then there are
us.
Those who have also been conditioned and socialized. So it is not from a place of malice or evil. They don't see anything wrong with it. You see, there's one who is being evil. He sees that there's something wrong with his actions. But he's
midwill.
Yes. There are those who don't see anything wrong with it, because probably where they are coming from, they've been told that a man doesn't do this. A man doesn't go to the kitchen. A man doesn't scrub the bathroom. A man doesn't do this. A man doesn't do that. So for him, all he has to do is to give the money. And once he puts the money on the table, whether it's enough or not, his job is done. And so you see the woman having to step up to do the everyday house chores, everyday the things that are masculine, like, you know, we need to change a light. If the woman doesn't have the money to go get somebody to come and change it, then we are in the dark. Or that one day the woman will have to stand on some rickety stool to attempt to change it. So bits and pieces, you know, there is that. And then, like you said, there are some mommy's boys, spoiled. Mommy got everything done. Especially when mommy was a single mother who wanted to prove a point to daddy that, you know, if you are not there, I can get it done. I can do everything. Sometimes, please, let me say this.
Yeah,
sometimes, go ahead. Sometimes some of these mothers end up overcompensating their sons because you want to prove a point to the guy's father that you can do the job. And so you overpamper him. Now the boy grows up thinking that, my mom was doing it.
Entitlement.
But this is not normal. It's not a woman who does it. But you see, the guy doesn't know the rationale behind you taking up all that job. And he grows up conditioned to think that this is a woman's job. As for this, so he goes out, come home at 1 a.m. He doesn't call anybody to tell them why they are late and gets to the gate. He expects that the gate will be open. I expect that my wife is there waiting for me because your mom did it. Because your mom wanted to spite somebody. But then you have grown up thinking that that's the way of the world. So then somebody's daughter gets to suffer for it. You see, so there are those people, yes, who are like, they don't know, you know, how to do some of these things. For me, I mean, these are the three things I would say, yes, but you are totally right.
Hey, like, you know, when you were talking, I was just telling myself that there are so many broken people in different ways out there.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes.
People have broken limbs. People
Adam, sometimes in counseling, somebody will be talking and I'll take my time and I'll ask, is your husband from a single parent home?
Yes.
The answer is yes. You don't need, the characteristics are there.
That is what I was going to say.
The person is talking, I'll just ask, which tribe is your spouse from? Then I'm never wrong in the tribe that came into my head because of conditioning. They've been conditioned that this is not for men. This is a woman's job. So then somebody's talking and I'm like, is your mother-in-law a fancy? He's like, yes. I'm like, yeah, I'm a fancy. I understand. I know that vibe. Yeah, I'm one and I'm married to one.
You wow.
know, so, you know, there is a lot of them. Yeah. There is a lot that sometimes, you know, people just get up and make pronouncements. So they're like, no, don't talk like that. There's more to it. There's more sociological or psychological.
You're speaking ignorantly.
Yes. Exactly. There is more to it.
Divorce and separation has a negative effect on people. But it doesn't show on their face. It doesn't show physically. So we don't see. Mm. But it destroys the psyche. It destroys the emotions. And it destroys the soul. But of not just the wife or the husband.
But the children. But please, let me
and
quickly...
And that puts
let
the
me,
children let in spaces drop, like this.
Let me drop this in. That when I say a single mother, per se, I'm not speaking in terms of the negative side of, say, divorce.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a fact that sometimes...
You had a child out of wedlock and you're on
just
your
want
own.
To spite the husband.
Yes.
Because there can also be a family where the man and the woman are living together and it's a toxic home.
I tell
extremely
you.
Extremely dysfunctional. I just wanted to make that case so that people don't feel that we are bashing divorced homes.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, but the point I'm trying to make is that
so
the effect of this...
Make yours three.
Yeah.
Make it three.
Okay.
So divorce, separation, and toxic homes.
Yes.
Because
yes.
there are people who have decided that we're still living together, but you actually are better off.
Yeah,
not
exactly. Now, in all these instances, what happens is that there's a battle to win the children.
Yes.
And in the battle to win the children, one parent, most of the time, tries to use either emotional control or emotional manipulation. Another tries to use finance. And they spoil their children.
And discipline.
And yes.
Discipline.
So
there are some things you need to
they
discipline
become
the
permissive.
Child. They won't yes.
And allow the children to have their way.
Yeah.
Because they feel if I don't do this, they will switch to this
side.
So to get to win them, then they are throwing expensive
Christ.
Gifts,
yeah.
giving them liberties and freedoms to do things that ordinarily
shouldn't
allow. And you do this to children and you make them grow and think they should be entitled to such.
Yeah.
And they go and marry someone's child. So there's enough empirical study to show that children who come out of a broken home always exhibit the brokenness that to put them in that space in their own homes.
Mm.
Yep.
That's so true.
And so eventually they also break up their homes because they were trying to respond to something that they've a fear they've lived with.
And it becomes a vicious cycle.
And it becomes a vicious cycle that never ends.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Christ.
Absolutely. But then you see some things can be unlearned. Okay, so having acknowledged the fact that this is what I went through with a broken home.
We were talking about our friend wicked people.
wicked, irresponsible.
I mean, and why
some men are simply laid back.
Yeah.
Okay.
And lazy men.
They're just lazy. So what is important to the woman and to the home largely, I mean he thinks it's not necessary. So in Kualani shoe, you realizing that look, this shoe, they've worn it how many years now? What will it take to say, look, I'm taking you out and buying new pairs for you? I mean, he's waiting for the woman to go because it's the woman that goes to market, that goes shopping. You understand? So, I mean, he won't just get up and go. You're an entrepreneur. When you come back from work, you are tired. And so even if you have to eat and the woman is not back from work, you won't eat. You wait for the woman to come. Abba. Then, okay, she serves you. You're waiting for her to even give you water to wash your hands. Whereas you can just get up, go to the sink. So like PJ said, there are some culturally, some things that have been pumped in the minds of the man that way, this is for, is for woman to do. And you have added your own laziness to it to say that, okay, if the woman is not home, I can't go. We were just sharing something, or somebody who gave birth,
cesarean, but had to leave the office, the hospital, get to the house so that other kids would be taken care of, whereas the man is there. If you do that to a woman like that, over time, she feels that you are not existing. So she takes a decision, she takes up whatever has to be taken, and then you are left alone. So yes, indeed, there are some men who deliberately would want to say, yes, I want you to know that I am the man. If I don't say you should get up, you can't get up. Some also, because they had to consult before they take decision, it drags them. Some are indeed very lazy. Some also simply don't want to be responsible. And for whatever reasons they don't want to, it also comes from their background. They never saw the father doing so, never showing affection, never saw a father doing certain things at home, never saw the father hugging, never saw the father, helping with mom, never saw the father helping with them.
Man must
homework,
be ugly and
everything.
Fearful.
Must be ugly and fearful. Man must be ugly and fearful. And as soon as you hear the horn of the car, everybody scatters. You know, the only person that can come will be mom. It's not right, and we need to correct some of these things. So these are some of the things that makes the man not to be what a certain kind of woman who has grown up or have quest to be the woman, be the girl, you know.
Sometimes some women don't have these things in them, but you have to learn it.
Yes.
Because you end up realizing that I have ended up with a man who is not moving. So
and
if
it's
you
called
don't,
coping skills.
If you don't move, then you people are there.
Yeah.
But you made a point. You know, I had a conversation with a young woman who was talking about the fact that, no, like you, we are all working, you go and come and you expect me to do this. And I said, look.
Yeah.
And I said, look. There's nothing wrong with serving your husband. There's nothing wrong with bringing him water to wash his hands. Me. There's nothing wrong with waiting on you to eat and I clear the table. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. It doesn't make you less a woman in any way. The challenge is, I told her, if you build a strong relationship where I am happy doing things for you.
Mm-hmm.
I am not compelled to do it, then I will worship you.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a relationship that's making me think, what else can I do to make you a king in my life?
Mm-hmm.
What else can I do to make you feel like you are all that? And if polishing your shoes in the morning before you go to work is what I will do to make me feel like my husband is a king, I will do it. Because we have built such a relationship that makes it, I don't feel like I'm doing anything wrong. I don't feel like I am being a servant to you. And same way, the person is doing things for you. And so focus on building a strong relationship. Other than thinking about those problems about
and shut out the noises.
Exactly. Why should we all go and come and then I am the one cooking? Depending on the relationship you two have built.
Yeah. Yes.
You don't mind going and coming and going like, look, we're both tired, but I think you should rest. Let me have this done.
Yeah.
And because he is a reasonable and a responsible man and you people have built a relationship, he knows when not to let you do it.
Reciprocity, you see.
Exactly.
So you have to learn it. Build that one.
Give and it shall be given unto you in a good measure, pressed down, shaking together and running over. When you learn the art of giving, you provoke the art of giving in the other person.
Yeah.
What you just described, you don't have a problem doing it. Until you meet the people who whisper noises into your ears.
Mm.
Many a woman have destroyed their homes because of the noises on the side. Because it is somebody on the side who will observe it.